Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Barry Switzer, and now he joins us on the hotline. Coach, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. I'm glad to be here. Who have I got, Dustin or Adam?
I'm Adam. Dustin's here as well.
Dustin's okay. Got the loud voice. The bull is next to me. Yeah.
I wish I'd had a chance to call one of my favorite players and one of my greatest players who lives in Cleveland that played for Cleveland. You guys are too young to remember Greg Pruitt.
Greg Pruitt.
No, the name.
I don't know him personally.
Greg, all you got to do is pull up highlight films. Go back and Google it. This is before you had Sports Center and all that. No one got to see him. You would say Barry Sanders who when you look at this cat?
Wow. Yeah.
He played about 12 years in the league, and he was all-pro running back for 5 years he was for Cleveland. And, you go back and look what he did, his records of playing there at Cleveland when they had some good teams.
You know,
but anyway, great player, and I'll get a chance to see him next weekend. He's coming in here to do a deal with us at spring practice here at Oklahoma. But anyway, guys, you want to talk about Baker Mayfield?
We'll talk about whatever you want, Coach.
We're going to get to Baker Mayfield. But, Coach, before we do, you mentioned Barry Sanders there. And we had Houston Nutt on with us, and he said when Coach Switzer comes on, you got to ask him to tell you his recruiting story with the crackling bread. We don't know what that's all about, but he said we got to ask you about that
crackling bread. You got to grow up in the South to eat crackling bread. Be around a hog kill at the time when they cut the hog's throat and soaked it and scalded in water and started scraping it. And then you'd know something about crackling bread.
That's crackling bread?
crackling bread in a frying pan. And I'm telling you what, it is delicious. It makes my mouth water to think about it. But that's something that's died. It's the past. And very few people are alive that even know how to recipe it, even know how to make crackling bread. But anyway, Houston's a good friend. He coached at Oklahoma, played at Oklahoma State, the coast of Arkansas, and known him for years and did a good job wherever he's been. So, anyway, good man, and the Nutt family is a hell of an athletic family. All the brothers were great players, basketball, the dad, everybody coached. So anyway, it was neat that he said that, mentioned that. I thought he was going to talk about Barry Sanders.
Mention Barry Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't there when they were – I don't think they got Barry in the late 80s, you know what I mean? He was they were very fortunate to get Barry because they hit the same film, the Barry Sanders High School film. No one else got to look at it, so no one got to recruit him. You don't go around getting a truckload of 5'6", 165-pound wingbacks that didn't even touch the ball when he was in high school. But when you put all the plays that he did touch it on 11 games on one reel, then he let you up because of the kickoff returns and the punt returns and when he did run with it. But hell, he didn't touch a ball 3 or 4 times a game. He wasn't even starting tailback when he was in high school.
Amazing.
Senior year.
He said some of these recruits' mamas would like the crackling bread.
Mama was cooking. What she was doing, I walked in this house in Houston, Texas, and there's Andre Johnson. He started for me as a freshman, a great cornerback. I walk in there, and I smell it, and I said, "You cooking crackling bread?" And she said, "How'd you know that?" I said, "Ma'am, I'm raised in the South. I'm down there in Louisiana line in South Arkansas." And I said, "Can I have some?" So I went back there, and she said, "It'll be about 10, 20 more minutes fixing it for supper." So she made a pan of that and called it out, and damn if I didn't eat nearly all of it. she was a mother. I was trying to recruit him to play in my secondary. And she never had a smile on my face when I'm talking to her son about wanting to play him. He's going to be a great player in my secondary, da-da-da, and all that. And got a cornerback and all this, and he'll probably play as a freshman. He's talented, play enough to play as a freshman, big enough, fast enough, got great feet. All these nice things you say, and mama doesn't understand the damn word you're saying, but I kept talking about my secondary. And finally, she said to me, she said, "Well, I want to tell you, I'm not interested in my son coming and playing in your secondary." And I looked at her and said, "Well, why is that, ma'am?" And he says, wherever he goes, he's playing in the first dairy. He ain't in the second dairy. I look at Andre. He started smiling and laughing. I did, too. He just didn't get it. But as long as he got it, we're okay.
That's great stuff.
We're talking with Barry Switzer, legendary college football coach, Dallas Cowboy coach. Coach, let's talk about your guy there, Baker Mayfield. You mentioned him before. My partner loves him. I like him, and we like the idea of the Browns potentially drafting him at one. We don't know if that's going to happen. Tell us what you think about him.
Well, I'm a fan, big fan. He's the best cheerleader Oklahoma's had ever here, and they've had some good looks of the other gender. But I'm going to tell you something. Our football team responds to him, and any football team will, because of his enthusiasm, his motivating ability, and his talent, his persona. He raises the play of everybody around him, the offense and the defense, because they believe in him. He proves himself. He's been one of those guys that's had a chip on his shoulder all his life because he's been no one offered him a scholarship. You know, he's a second-team quarterback in high school, and all of a sudden they put him in first team. He goes undefeated the rest of the year, wins the state championship, establishes himself. Next year he wins the state championship again as a senior. Then he walks on. No one offers him, you know, because they just didn't fit the mold. So he walks on Texas Tech, wins the starting lineup there, starts seven games, wins five or six of them, and they won't even give him a scholarship. I don't understand that. So he comes to Oklahoma, has three great years at Oklahoma. His statistics at Oklahoma, when you add them all up, fabulous, fabulous. His ratio to throwing and completions and touchdown versus interceptions is unbelievable. And he's not 6'1", and he is 6'1". He's taller than Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, who won him a couple Super Bowls. So I don't buy this. You know, the right quarterback, the right coordinator, the right playbook with the right coordinator, well, Baker Mayfield fits in, will have success, I promise you. And he'll do well. He's just that kind of player, and he's proven it everywhere he's been.
He had that one off-the-field incident, and, you know, it seems like that may be isolated.
Which one were you talking about? He poked the flag at or grabbed his crotch?
I would say
you mean the one that up in Arkansas?
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah, that
you
one.
You know what? Every kid has had his problems and do dumb things when they're in college. And I called Baker to ask him. I said, Baker, I'm not calling to eat your butt out. I said, that's not my job. That's the other coaches. But let me tell you, I want to know is that damn that they improved that place, because I spent the night in that same jail in 1958. Of course, no social media back then. My coaches never even knew about it. But that happened in my era. It's happened in everybody's era. And we do foolish things sometimes, and we pay the consequences of it. But that has nothing to do with the character of this kid at all. You know, he had a little too much to drink that night and ran from the cops, and he shouldn't have. So he's going to do well wherever he goes. If Cleveland gets him, I think that they'll got one that give a chance to damn sure win more games than they've been winning. Okay?
Just not many.
Yeah, I know that. Yep.
We're talking with legendary coach Barry Switzer. Barry, I got to ask you a question here, and this goes back to 1977. Okay, you coached against Woody Hayes one time.
Right.
At the Horseshoe in Columbus in 1977. Oklahoma was number 3 in the country. The Buckeyes were number 4 in the country. And y'all won by 1 point, 29-28. What was that like, coaching against Woody Hayes?
Well, first of all, I told Lou LeVon Shaman, who played 8 years in the league as a field goal kicker, great kicker, never missed an extra point in his career. He was going to kick the field goal 41 yard to win it. And I never worried about hitting it. As long as we protected it and didn't make a mistake, juggle the snap, do all the things that can happen in a kicking game. If we didn't not execute the play, I knew he'd hit the field goal right down the center and kick it 60 yards, which he did. The ball would have gone 60. But the game, as I told Vuvo, he said, that's probably one of the biggest plays in your career as a coach. And I said, Vuvo, let me tell you, if Billy Sims hadn't hurt his ankle in the first quarter and Thomas Lott, my quarterback, hadn't pulled his hamstring, we're fixing to hang half a 100 on him. We got him 22-0 in the first quarter. And when those two go out, we turned the ball over from that time on about 9 times and let him back in the game. I said, we wouldn't have needed your damn field goal, but I'm glad you were on the airplane. So that's how I handled that play with him. But anyway, it was a great moment. September the 24th, 1977, we went to the Horse Show, and it was the first time we'd ever played Ohio State. And you know, the interesting thing, we played them four times. We've won both at their home. They won both at our homes. We split. We're 2-2 with them.
Coach, do you like, you know, the game? Obviously, both college and the pros have changed. It's become more quarterback-centric, especially in the NFL. Do you like the way the game has changed or no?
Well, obviously the game is a lot different than the game that I grew up in. I played in the 50s, and that's you know what the game was like, pro ball in the 50s. The prototype of the quarterbacks have changed. The philosophy, I mean, it's they put athletes in space and hope you got – you better have good athletes trying to cover them. And they got quarterbacks with the skill and get them the ball today, and the guys have got so much speed and quickness, and receivers are so great athletes. It's just – you know, create so many great athletic plays and exciting games and all today. And it's just because athletes are better coming out. The better products coming out of high school, going to college is so much better than it was when I was playing. And, you know, just I played, I coached in the Neanderthal days. And we used to tell kids you lift weights and make you muscle bound, you lose your quickness. How stupid were we? You remember when the duck walks 100 yards? What the duck walking 100 yards in the football field have to do with football? Head-on tackling? That really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You know, so it's a different game today. We're smarter, and the players are just bigger, stronger, and faster. When I played, there was only 140 million people in the United States. What do you got today? 350, 360? So just more numbers and kids coming out of high school and the emergence of the black athlete back in the 70s. It's just it changed everything, and the game is a great athleticism game, and I enjoy it, and I think fans do too. That's why the damn coaches are getting paid so damn much more than I'd make.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're getting rich now.
That's the hell out of me, too, and players, too. They don't get make as much back in my era as they do today. But, you know, I went 32-1-1 in two undefeated seasons, two national championships back-to-back my first 3 years of coaching at Oklahoma. I made $24,000 a year. That's all I got. That was it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I look at these guys making 7, 8, 9, 10 million. You know, they coach a few years, and they're set for life.
Yeah.
But, I got to go out work, still working today. But anyway, guys, I've enjoyed it. I got to go on.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, here.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. I love you, Greg Pruitt, if you're listening. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. There's Coach Barry Switzer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.